Blog Talk Radio.
Shalawan, shalawan, shalawan to all of my radio listening audience today. I am your host here again, Elisheba. I am here again. I want to say shalawan, which means peace and blessings out there to everyone that's there out there. But today I'm here because it's a lot of things that I need to talk about and we need to discuss today about the Black community and what's going on in the Black community. I'm not going to get off of this. I'm going to stay on this because somebody got to stand, somebody got to speak up, somebody have to do something to try to help the problems and what's going on around us. You know, everybody seem like they sleep and don't want to say anything, but I am awake. I'm awake because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want me to be awake. And I have to stand and do what I need to do in this hour that we're living in this world today. So I'm going to let you know that I'm here because I'm only here because God put me here. He placed me here to share a message with you, to give you a warning, to let you know what we can do to try to help our Black community and try to help our families and one another. The title of our show today is Mental Illness and Emotional Abuse in the Black Community. Mental Illness and Emotional Abuse in the Black Community. This is part number 5 of a 7-day series that I'm doing. I'm going to keep going at this because this is a very, very great problem. You know, we need peace right now. We need peace. We need peace from God. We need our Father to give us some peace because, as you can see, in our Black community and in the world, there's no peace nowhere. There's so much going on around us. There's so much going on everywhere. We need some peace. We really need some peace. We really need some love. We really need some joy. We really need some blessings today. You know, we really need help. You know, we need help. We need help in our Black community. I mean, we are very, very distorted and destroyed people right now. You know, we don't know if we're going to come. You know? And I'm here today because I need to just get some things off of my chest that's bothering me so very bad about the Black community. You know, that my people, because I'm a Black woman, you know, and it just bothered me, you know, that no one is actually trying to do anything to help or to assist. And I'm basically going at your Black pastors, your elders, your bishops, your deacons, all the people that say they are in leadership today, that God placed them in leadership in our Black neighborhoods and our Black churches to help us. But, you know, as I can see, there's no help coming from anywhere. Nobody is standing up. Nobody is doing anything to address all of these issues and problems that we have in our Black community. Mental illness is so, so very bad among the Black people. Oh, my God. It's so, so very bad. Our children are mental. Our moms are mental. Our dads are mental. Our brothers, everybody got some form of mental illness going on right now in their life. I mean, everybody's unstable. I'm talking about 90%. 90% of everybody in the Black community is unstable. Unstable, don't know, you know, what's going on in their life. They don't know how to fix their life. They don't know how to help their children. The children are going through so many mental illness problems and emotional abuse. And it's just a dramatic event that's going on among us today. So I'm here today because I need to help my Black people to see and understand that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want to help us today. He wants to help us. But we have to want help. We have to want help from the God of the Bible, the God of the Hebrews. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about Yah and all them names that you say he is. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, he wants to help us. He wants to show us what we need to do to help our children. This mental illness is so bad that kids are literally killing one another. They killing each other. They killing their parents. They killing their mama. They killing themselves. And nobody is saying anything. But we study going to these churches. We study going up to these in these corporations, these churches. That's what they is, corporations. Because all they want is some money. All they want is control of you. They never going to address anything that you're going through with your family, or they never going to talk about nothing that you really need help with. So I'm here today because I want to talk to some of them pastors, and I want to talk to some of them elders and some of them deacons, and I also want to talk to you, okay? This mental illness is bad, man, and it's bad, and it comes from us, so many of us being emotionally abused in our life as a child, being in our homes, you know, our moms with alcoholics, crackheads, drugheads, prostitutes, heroin, they was on heroin, dope. I mean, we was raised, our household was dysfunctional. Our whole life has been dysfunctional as Black people. Ever since we got off the slave ships, okay, it's been dysfunctional. And this is where all the mental abuse and the mental illness is coming from, because we have lived our life in a very dysfunctional environment, which was purposely done so we can see today the results that we have from them purposely putting us in our children, and our moms, and our grandma, and all them all down 500 years ago, putting us through all this abuse, emotional abuse. Now, we hate each other. We hate each other. We don't love each other. We don't care about one another. We don't care about our God, because we've been taught another God. We've been taught a God that's not of the Bible. You know, we've been taught that he's a, you know, we've been taught another God. And this is why we got so much problems and so much troubles going on in our lives today, because we're not connecting with the right God. We're not connecting with the Father, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so he can help us, so he can help our children, so he can help us to get out of all these bad and terrible situations that we're seeing today, So much death among us. So much death. I mean, if you turn on the news or you go to Facebook, you can see all the posts and all the stuff where people have actually killed themselves, or they don't kill their mama, they don't rape their kids, or they don't beat their girlfriends up, or their wives, or kill their wife. I mean, this should not be among us right now, because we've been going through this emotional abuse and this mental illness long enough. I mean, our ancestors went through it. Now, why we got to go through it, okay? And now our children is going through it. You know, we done lost our children to mental illness and emotional abuse, and nobody's saying anything. We just keep on acting like our life is normal. Our lives are not normal, people. Our lives are not normal. Can you guys see that? That we are not living normal lives. When you turn on the news, And a 9-year-old will hang himself in the closet. When you turn on the news, when a 10-year-old done killed his parents, when you turn on the news, when the brother done killed his father, this is not the way a society supposed to be. I'm talking about the Black community right now. Okay, we in trouble, man. We in trouble. And I don't care how much you keep running up in them churches praying and all of that stuff, That is not going to help nothing. As you can see, our ancestors been praying for 500 years, man, and nothing never got better, okay? Nothing never changed. So what do you guys think we're going to continue to do that? We can't continue to do that because we're not getting no results out of that. There's no sense of you praying to Jesus and Jesus and Yah and all these gods that you say he is. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? That's who he is. He's the God of the Hebrews. And that's who you need to talk to. That's who you need to talk to. Okay? We need to get in touch with him because right now he's not pleased with us, with what's going on. He wasn't pleased with our ancestors. That's why they went through what they went through. And it's just a cycle that keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on. When are we going to get off the wheel? When are we going to get off the wheel? When are we going to get off? Because if we don't get off, we're going to lose our young people. We are losing them. We are losing them. All we can do is keep on going to the church. Keep on going to my job. Keep on going to college. Keep on doing what I'm doing. No, man. No, man. What you're doing, it's not helping. It's not helping the situation. Okay? After you go to school, after you go to college, after you go to church, after you do all of those things, go to your job and make your paycheck, after you do all of those things, the mental abuse and the emotional abuse is still here among our black neighborhoods. And it's destroying us, and it's killing us, and it's tearing our families. It's tearing our families apart, man. Apart. We don't know what's going on. But I'm here to tell you and show you what's going on. Okay, we're going to go through some Bible scriptures today. And we're going to see what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is saying to us. Why all of this mental illness? You know, you want to kill your mama. You want to hate your brother. You want to hate your sister. You want to put your kids in a garbage can. You want to hit them outside the head with bricks because they're getting on your nerves. All of this is mental illness. You are unstable. You are unstable, and you're not trying to get no help. You're not trying to get no help. You're trying to live in a society like you normal, and you're not normal. You're not normal. If you want to beat somebody and hurt somebody and rape somebody and abuse somebody and molest somebody, you are not normal. You are not. You want to beat your kids and all kind of stuff, make your kids go hungry. You don't want to feed them. This is mental illness and emotional abuse. You're abusing your kids. You're abusing yourself. You're abusing everything around you because we all messed up. We all messed up. I am your host, Elisha Bob. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. And our broadcast today is mental illness and emotional abuse in the black community. Broadcast number 5 of a 7-day series. You can call in, the guest call in number, if you would like to speak to me and talk to me about what's going on, what we can do, what we can say, what we can come together to do, because something got to be done. Something got to be done. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. You can't just keep throwing this stuff under the rug. When you're going on the news and seeing all this stuff every day, somebody killing somebody, hurting somebody, kids jumping off bridges and all kinds of, we cannot pretend any longer that this is not going on. Okay? There's no more pretending. We have to be real with ourselves. We have to be real with our God, and we have to be real with our children, and we have to be real with one another. If you'd like to call in to speak to me, the host, Elisha, the call-in number is 661-244-9831. 661-244-9831. Okay? We got to do something. We got to do something. You've been going to your church a long time. Yeah, you've been in the church 10 years, 5 years. You've been in the truth, they call it, the Hebrew Israelite, the truth. You've been doing all, okay? You've been doing all of that. But what is it doing to help our situation. We hungry, poor, we broke, we ain't got nothing. Everybody, 90% is mentally ill, confused, depressed, okay, bipolar, anxiety, schizophrenic, okay, all of this mental illness, okay, emotional abuse, rejected, alone, verbally abused, raped, molested, okay, sexual abuse, okay, I can name so many more. You know why I can name it? Because I've been through a lot of it myself, and that's why I can name it, and that's why I know I didn't get no help as a child. Didn't nobody tell me nothing. Didn't nobody say nothing. Little girl, why are you been crying? You been hurt? What's going on with you, little girl? And I know the children feel the same way today that I felt when I was a little girl. My mental abuse and emotional abuse started when I was 3 years old, okay? Nobody helped me. My mom was an alcoholic and a drunk, okay? Nobody helped me. Nobody helped me. She the one put me in the abuse, okay? Okay? Nobody helping these kids today. They hurting, man. They hurting. They destroyed. They don't know what to do. They ain't got no answers. They ain't got nobody to tell them nothing. They ain't got nobody. That, what you do, you just buy video games like Nintendo, Xbox 360s, PlayStation 1s, and you just stick your kids in front of the video games, okay? So they don't talk to you because we ain't got time for our kids. We so busy doing what we want to do. We so busy working. We so busy going to school. We so busy going to our churches and our functions. We don't have time for our children. And this is why our children are being destroyed. They don't know what to do. They don't know why they feeling the way they feeling. They don't know why they feel like they want to kill themselves. They don't know why they feel like they want to hurt somebody or kill their best friend or kill their teacher in school. They don't know why. They need somebody to counsel them and talk to them. And who is that? It starts with the parents first. It starts with us first, getting a hold to our children. I wish my mom would have got a hold to me, but she didn't love me enough to do that. And that's what I'm saying right now. I'm testifying right now. She didn't love me enough to get a hold to me. She didn't love me enough to ask me what was wrong with me. She didn't love me enough to ask me why I was crying. She didn't love me enough to ask me why I was being violent, why I was being angry, why I was feeling depressed, why I was feeling lonely and rejected. She didn't love me enough. And that's what I see today, that the parents, 90%, just don't love their kids enough to help them. And the kids feel like, okay, I don't have any way out. I don't have nobody love me. Don't nobody care. I'm lonely. You know, my mom and my dad, they keep sending me up in this school. And I know these kids don't like me. They bullying me. They talking about me. They rejecting me. I don't feel like I fit in nowhere. I don't fit in at my house because my mom don't talk to me. She don't spend time with me. She don't ask me what's wrong with me. Okay? She don't ask me what can she do to help me, how I feel today. Okay, what you do when your kids get out of school? All you ask, how was school today? That's all we ask them. How was school today? And that's it. And we stick them in front of the Xbox the rest of the day. Okay? And that's it. That's what's going on in the black neighborhood. We don't give a damn about ourselves, and we don't give a damn about our kids. Okay? And we sure don't care nothing about our God. I don't care how much you call on him and say, yeah, he's my God and I'm blessed and I'm this and I'm that. No, we don't care about him, because if we cared about him, we would get to know him. If we cared about him, we would pray and talk to him and find out what's going on, not only with our kids, but with our own selves. We would talk to him and he would give us answers. Okay? He would give us answers, but no, we don't have time. We only have time to work. We only have time to go to school. We only have time to do the things that we want to do. We don't have time. We don't care about him. We don't care about ourselves, and we don't care about our children. The black neighborhood, the black community is a destroyed, rejected people. And guess what? We ain't trying to do nothing about it. We just keep wallowing in our mess and in our misery. And what is our misery? Mental illness and emotional abuse. That's the misery that we wallowing in. And we think getting a job is going to make it go away and make you feel better and make money. No, that's not going to help it go away. You think going to these churches and then the elders lay hands on you and pray for you, that's going to help it go away? No, that's not going to help it go away. You think going to school and college and getting a better career is going to make you feel better and help you forget about what happened to you when you was a little? No, that's not going to help it go away. Nothing will. Nothing but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the only one can help us. And he want to help us, but we don't want his help. Excuse me. So let me read a scripture right now. Let me read a scripture. I'm going to come from Leviticus 19. Verse 17 through 18. Leviticus 19, verse 17 through 18. Thank you very much. Thank you. And it says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. We don't supposed to hate no one in our heart. Okay? You cannot tell me, men and women, that you don't hate nobody. That's not true. That's not true. Your little boy and your little girl, the one that killed themselves, suicide, hung themselves, okay? They felt like you didn't love them. That's why they did what they did, okay? That's why. They felt like mama don't care about me, daddy don't care about me, the school don't care about me, nobody care about me, so I'm just going to take my life. Maybe my life would be better if I end it, okay? This is the way they feel. This is the way they feel, that everybody hates them. Okay? I know, because I was abused when I was a little girl. Okay? And many times I felt like ending my life. Many times I felt like taking my life. Many times I felt like my life wasn't even worth living. Okay? Many, 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 many times I felt that way. That my mom didn't love me, which I know she didn't, because if she did, she wouldn't have let me got abused. And she would have actually really took time out to talk to me and find out what was hurting me and what was wrong with me. Okay? So yeah, many times as a child, as a young child, 5, 6, 7 years old, I felt like killing myself. Okay? I felt so alone. I felt so alone, like the children today that's taking their lives, that's going through behavior problems and mental abuse and emotional abuse. They feel so alone. They feel so sad. They feel so rejected. Okay? And I noticed, when you ask the little kids now, my little grandson, I always ask him, how you doing? I'm okay. That's all they say. Everybody's saying they okay. Even the grown people, if you ask them, how you doing? I'm okay. That's all we saying. I'm okay. No, we are not okay. We are not okay. We are not okay. Stop putting false reality in your mind, man. We are not okay, okay? We are not okay when we hate one another. We can't talk to each other. We can't love each other. We can't spend time with our kids. We can't hug our kids. We can't tell our kids we love them. Okay? We are not okay. We're not okay. Okay? This is how everybody want to pretend that nothing is wrong by saying we're okay.
but we are not okay. We are not okay. We are not okay.
So the scripture right here says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. You know you hate your sister. You know you hate your brother. You know you hate your mom. You mad at your mom or your dad because they let you get raped or they let you get you got molested when you was a child. They beat on you. Okay, they beat on you, abuse you, physically abuse you, verbally abuse you. And you still holding that pain. And you still holding that guilt. You still holding all of them things that happened to you and what you having, you holding hate inside of your heart. Okay? And he said, thou shalt not hate thy brother. You haven't talked to your sister in a long time. You still mad at them or your cousins. I don't want to be bothered with them. I don't want to be bothered with them. No, I'm not going to help you. I ain't got no money to help you. I can't help you. And you got money. You got everything you need to help somebody. But you don't want to. You hate everybody. You hate people. You hate people because you hate yourself because of what happened to you when you was a child. Okay? And that same abuse been going on even in your adult life. Okay? Through relationships. Through marriages, through friendship, okay, that abuse have not ended. It started when we was a child, and it's still going on today, even in your adult life. I know it happened to me. It did not stop when I became a grown woman. It kept going on through my marriage, 25 years of marriage, rape and abuse, verbal abuse, and my mom and my sisters. They rejected me. They didn't like me. I mean, it kept going on and on. It never stopped. And it never will until we as a black people realize that there is a problem and we must do something together to stop it. The first thing we need to do is start confessing to one another and to God our Father and stop pretending like we like each other, like we love each other, like we love our children. You don't like your children. That's why you abuse them. You beat on them. The welfare office took them. The social service took them. You didn't like your children. You abuse your child because you was abused. And it goes on and on and on. Let me finish the scripture right now. Leviticus 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. We should not bear any grudge or avenge anyone, whether it's kill somebody, punish somebody, rape somebody, misuse somebody, lie on somebody. Okay, murder somebody. We should not have no vengeance in our heart. Okay, we should not have any grudge against anyone. And you go to church all the time, but you still got grudge in your heart. You still hate the person that molested you as a child. You're still mad at your mom because she let the molestation go on. Okay, you're still mad at your dad because he left your mom when you was a little girl, okay? You still holding grudge in your heart, okay? You cannot be a child of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, holding vengeance and grudges in your heart. You cannot be. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you read the Bible.
I don't care how much you keep the holy days. I don't care how much you keep the Sabbath. I don't care how much you say shalom. I don't care what you do. If you holding grudge in your hot heart against your neighbors, which is your mom, your dad, your kids, your friends, your cousin, whoever, you cannot be a child of God. So don't fool yourselves any longer. Don't fool yourselves, okay? Don't fool yourselves any longer. That's the problem. We've been fooling ourselves for a long time, pretending that I love my dad. I'm going to pretend, even though I know he hurt me and he raped me and he did things to me when I was a little girl, my mom, my cousins. I'm going to pretend. When they say, I love you, we pretend, man, instead of being real with our own self and with our God, letting these people know, no, I don't love you. You hurt me. You hurt me. You did something wrong to me. You made me feel bad. You made me feel sad. Okay? No, I don't love you right now. I don't love you right now. I don't want to be around you. And we'll feel better if we do that. We'll feel much better because that's called confession. That's called confession, okay? And you being for real with yourself. And you being for real with your family and your neighbors and your friends, okay? It's called confession. That's what it is. But when you act like you okay and you know these people is abusing you and doing things wrong to you, physical abuse, verbal abuse, rejection, sexual abuse, all these things going on, and you acting like everything is okay, you are sinning against your own selves, and you're sinning against your neighbor, and you're sinning against God, okay? Let me get back to the children right now. Mental illness. What is mental illness? Mental illness is unstable in the mind, in the spirit, and in the soul. You are unstable. In all your ways, you are unstable. That's mental illness, okay? You're depressed. You're so depressed. You're so sad. You're so lonely, okay? You feel so angry. Mental illness. Mental illness makes you do things to hurt other people. And you don't even know why you did it. You don't even know why you did it. You don't know. You don't even know why you killed your best friend or you killed your kids or you raped your mama or you raped your grandma or your grand. You don't even know why. They don't even know why they did things to you because they are mentally ill. My grandma raped me when I was a little girl. It started when I was like 3, 4, 5 years old. She raped me, man. Every time my mama took me over her house, she raped me. Raped me, playing up inside of me and all of that, licking me with taking her tongue and going down on me at a 4 and 5 year old little girl. What do you think I went through? What do you think I went through, man? I went through misery. I went through misery being raped by your own grandma. Not grandma. Grandma's supposed to be, oh, my God. When you can't go to mama house, you can go to grandma house. No, I couldn't go to my grandma house. And I didn't want to go to my grandma house because I know my grandmama wanted to have sex with me as a little child. Okay? Yeah, she was mentally ill. Mentally ill. Crazy. Crazy. That's what mental ill means. You are crazy. You are not in your right mind. Okay? Crazy. Okay? You can kill somebody over a piece of donut because he took my donut. I kill him. Crazy. Mental illness, man. from living a dysfunctional life, from being raised in a dysfunctional home. This is where all the mental illness come from, living in a dysfunctional environment like the Black community. It's a dysfunctional environment. Our homes dysfunctional. They dysfunctional. Our lives dysfunctional. Our marriages dysfunctional. Huh? Our families dysfunctional. Everywhere we go, Black people is dysfunctional. Our jobs is dysfunctional when we go there. Okay? Dysfunctional. The whole environment of the Black community is dysfunctional. Okay? So yes, we are mental right now. Okay? I know I had mental illness growing up. There's no doubt in my mind that I did. All I went through, man, you think I wasn't mental? You think I didn't feel like hurting my own self or hurting somebody else because they hurt me so bad? Yes, man, many times I felt like doing it. But I thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he never let me do it. He stopped me from doing it. Okay? He stopped me. Why did he stop me? Because I was the kind of little girl at 3 years old, got her on her knees and prayed to the Father all the time and cried out to him, why is this going on in my life? Why is this happening to me? So he knew me and I knew him. And that's why he stopped me and didn't let me kill nobody, hurt nobody, or destroy nobody, because I had a relationship with him at a young age. These people that's killing people over cheesecakes and bowls of cereal and all kind of stuff going on, because he took my car or he took this or she took that, they don't have no relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't know God. They don't know God. They don't know nothing, man. All they know is hurt, pain, and suffering. So they want to hurt, pain, and make somebody else suffer. Okay? Let me read my next scripture. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 through 16. 1 John chapter 3, we're talking about mental illness and emotional abuse in the Black community. It's a lot of that. Y'all know it is. Tell your elders that. What they gonna do about it? What your pastor's gonna do? Nothing, man. They're gonna do nothing, man. They ain't gonna do nothing. They don't care, man. They don't care. Please, what are these people gonna do? All they want is you just keep coming up in there getting that money to them. That's all they want. Believe me. It's just a game, man. It's just a game. It's just a game to them. That's all it is. 1 John. Let me get my scripture right now. 1 John. Chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11 says, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Okay? This is the message of God, the Father, that he gave us from the very, very beginning. That we should love one another. So if my grandma loved me, she wouldn't have raped me. Huh? If my mom loved me, she wouldn't have took me to my grandma's house and let her rape me. If my mom loved me, okay, she wouldn't have verbally abused me. She wouldn't have took me to places like over my uncles and all my babysitters, they raped me too. She wouldn't have took me to places that could hurt me if she loved me. No, she didn't love me. She didn't love me. Probably still don't love me today. I wouldn't doubt that she do or don't, man. Verse 11. But this is his message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We got to love our kids, man. We got to love our kids, okay? Our kids are hurting. They're hurting very bad now. You children. They hurt him very bad. They need love. They need support. They need somebody to care about them. They need somebody to take out time with them. They need somebody to sit them down and talk to them and ask them how they doing today, baby. How you doing today, baby? Baby, is there anything you want to talk about? Mama here, daddy here. Look at all these men. They so dysfunctional. They so dysfunctional, having a lot of kids and don't even want to take care of them. Don't want to raise them, don't want to do nothing but go to jail, go to prison, and do some more destruction and mental illness and emotional abuse to themselves and to somebody else. Okay? They dysfunctional, the men. They don't want to have nothing to do with their kids. They don't want to have nothing to do with their wives. They don't want to have nothing to do with nobody. Okay? But this, he say, you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another. Verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and killed his brother. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and killed his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Okay? Cain killed his own brother. Don't you see that today? Oh, man, that's going on right now. That's going on right. This was the first murder in the Bible. That's going on right now. The brother killing their brother. The mama killing their kids. I just read on the news today. Let me share some news with you, too. The call-in number. Guest call-in number. 661-244-9831. I would love to talk to you and hear what you got to say about this topic. The news. I read on the news this morning, okay? The little girl was 14 years old, okay? She killed her best friend, okay? Her best friend. Her friend that she used to go over her house every day, spend time with her, they gave this little 14-year-old girl 25 years in prison. Lord have mercy. 25 years in prison. A 14-year-old little girl. Okay? When I read that, all I could do was shake my head and say, Lord, help us, Father. Okay? How is it that the parents of this 14-year-old girl didn't see this problem that their child had within them, within her? How? How did this 14-year-old girl murder her own best friend? What do it take for someone to murder somebody else or to kill somebody or to rape somebody or shoot somebody or stab somebody or beat somebody? What do it take for that? You know what it takes? It takes what I'm reading right here in the scripture. That Cain hated his brother. See, that's what it boils down to. It boils down to mental illness, emotional abuse, and you actually growing up, or not even grown, because this little girl is still just young. She's only 14 years old. Something happened to this child. Something happened to this little girl, okay, in her life that made her react this way. This little girl is not just going out and killing somebody. Something happened in her childhood or her little life that made her feel like she could get so angry and that she can hate someone that she calls her best friend and kill them and murder her. Something happened. But you know what, parents? We so busy. We so busy trying to serve this world, things in this life. We don't have time for our children, okay? We don't have time for our family and our friends and our loved ones. We so busy. We so busy getting our hair done. I'm talking to the women now. Getting our nails done and going out partying and clubbing and this and that. When our children are destroyed, they are destroyed. Now this little girl gonna spend 25 years of her life in jail because she had parents that wasn't no good. They was not no good for her. They didn't take care of her. They didn't teach her. They didn't love her. They didn't protect her. They didn't give her what she needed as a child. She had anger in her, bitterness, resentment. And you mean nobody saw that? No one saw that. Her aunties, her cousins, nobody saw that. They just let this little child grow up with all this bitterness inside. And then when it got so to the point that she couldn't take it no more, she took a life. And the life that she took was her best friend. How do you think the little girl feels that she killed, that she took her life? How do you think she feel right now where she at? Okay? Let me keep reading the scripture. Let me keep reading. Or I start crying right now because that's how I feel. I feel like crying, okay? I feel like crying because don't nobody give a damn about what's going on. You're not saying nothing. You're not talking. You're not doing nothing, man. All you can do is go out when somebody gets shot. You can go march for this person or that person. No! March for your children and march for your own selves, man. That's who you need to march for, your own selves and your children. First John chapter 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. When you take somebody's life, you're wicked, man. This little girl was wicked. She had a devil in her. She had a devil, a demon in her that's been talking to her, that's been making her feel the way she feel, okay? And finally, the demon took control of the little girl, and she acted out, okay? She acted out. She probably was a church girl. I wouldn't doubt it. If her mama wasn't Christian, was raised up in church, she'd been in church, she'd been baptized, I wouldn't doubt that. Because most 90% of black people been baptized and go to church and believe in Jesus and all of that. I wouldn't doubt that. But look what happened in this little girl's life. She became wicked. She's just a child. She's just a child. Okay? But, hey, Cain was wicked, and he killed his brother. You wicked if you beat on your wife, if you beat on your kids, if you neglect your children, don't give them no food. Don't feed them. Don't spend time with them. Okay? You're wicked, man. You're wicked. Okay? This is Sister Radio Talk Show. And on this show, we don't hold you up. We're going to put it all out there on the line. Because I'm not trying to hide nothing. And I'm not trying to pretend like I'm something that I'm not. I'm going to let you know exactly who I am, what I've been through. Okay? Because that's why I was sent to this broadcast to do, to wake you up and make you aware of what's going on. Okay? I'm running out of time. That's okay. He was wicked. That's why he killed Abel, his brother. Huh? Abel said he slew him because his own works was evil. He was jealous. Like this 14-year-old girl that killed the little girl, got 25 years. She was probably jealous of the little girl, her little best friend. She was probably jealous of it. She was harboring that inside of her, harboring and harboring inside of her. You know, maybe she felt like the little girl had something that she didn't have. Or the little girl, she wanted something that the little girl had that she didn't have. Okay? And he killed his brother because he was righteous. Verse 13. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brother. He that love not his brother abide in death. Anybody that do something to hurt someone for any reason, for any circumstance, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob say, you abide in death now. When you leave this world, you going straight up where you're supposed to be. Okay? And that's with the wicked one, the one that had you to kill them, the one that had you to hurt them or to abuse them or to beat them or whatever. You can't go with God. You abide in death. Death now. Death. Verse 15. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. So if you hate your mama, your kids, your cousins, your sister, your neighbor, your strangers, you have no eternal life in you. That means you're not going with God. I don't care how much you go to church, how much you pray, how much you say he your God and you blessed and all that. No. You got hate in you, and you do. 90% of the black community hate one another. Okay? We hate one another. 90%. Okay? So we are abiding in death right now. That's why all this destruction and death and murder and abuse and mental illness is going on around us. Because we hate one another. And God say right here, if we hate one another, we abide in death, and we are wicked. We are wicked. You can't say you don't hate your mom. You ain't talked to your mom in 10 years. You can't say you don't like your sister. You don't want to be with your sister. You ain't spoke to your sister in so long. Okay? You ain't talked to your dad. You still holding grudge with your dad because what he did to you, let you get raped or abused. Yes, you hate. We're abiding in death, man. But if we still here, we got a chance to confess. We have a chance to confess and make it right with our God. So when we leave here, we don't have to go to the fire, man. And when I say the fire, I'm talking about hell. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Let me finish. I know I'm running out of time. Running out of time. I got to finish. Okay. Verse John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. Not kill them. Not hate them. Not beat them. Husband, you beat your wife. Not destroy them, not neglect them and reject them, make them feel bad. The Son of God, he laid down his life for us, and we're supposed to lay down our lives for our brothers, for our kids, man, okay, for our families. If you really, really a child of God and not of the wicked ones, like Cain, then this is what you will be. and this is how you will be operating. Okay, let me give you a little bit of more news. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. Our topic today is mental illness and emotional abuse in the Black community. Our guest call-in number, 661-244-9831. Call me. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. Let's put it out there. Put it on the table. Let me give you a little bit of more news. I got one. I have one more scripture before we close, before we broadcast yet. I read on the news, too, about 2 or 3 days ago, that this 18-year-old boy, Black boy, these kids that I'm talking about, this 18-year-old boy, he raped an 80-year-old woman, and he killed a school teacher, okay? They gave this 18-year-old young man, okay? He's just a young man. That's all he is. Okay? They gave him 260, no, first they gave him life in prison without parole. Then the judge turned around and gave him 260 more years. So you trying to tell me that we care about our children? We care, the pastors and the leaders care about what's going on in our community. Al Sharpton and all them so-called NACW, CCP leaders and all these organizations they have that's supposed to be standing up for Black people and fighting for the rights of the Black people. Can you actually tell me, because I know you're telling a lie, that these men and women care about our Black community? No, they don't care, man. How can they let an 18-year-old boy, okay, get life without parole, and on top of it, 260 years in prison more? This is injustice. This is injustice, man. He ain't gonna even live 260 years. This is madness, man. This is madness. And all we can do is march with somebody that got gunned down by the police. But we need to be standing up, talking about what we can do to help our kids that's been thrown up in these jails, in these prisons, unjustly. Unjustified. That's what we need to be doing. Fighting for something that's meaningful, that means something. And you know what the little boy said, the little 18-year-old young man? He wrote a letter to the judge. You know what? He's been abused. He's mental ill. He had mental illness and emotional abuse from a childhood. His mama didn't do it right. Somebody hurt him. Somebody raped him. Somebody did something wrong to him, okay? Neglected him, misused him, mistreated him. And that's why he did what he did. And he wrote the letter to the judge and said, you know what? Judge, I'm just a misunderstood little boy, okay? I'm just a misunderstood little boy. That's all I am. Don't nobody understand me. They never tried to understand me. Even as a child, I didn't have nobody to talk to. I didn't have nobody to help me. I didn't have nobody to understand me, okay? And we still today, he still ain't got nobody to fight for him, because all you care about is your jobs and your school and your universities and your colleges and your jobs. I'm here to tell you, that stuff would not be here, man. That stuff would not be here. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. You're letting your kids go to the dogs. It's injustice, man. It's immoral. But we say we children of God. We keeping the law. We going to church. We following Jesus. We following Jah. We following Yah. We following Allah. We following Buddha. But we sitting back and letting all this stuff take place in our children's lives and in our own lives, and we're not doing nothing about it. And we're getting more crazier, we're getting more mental, we're getting more schizophrenic, we're getting more emotional abuse, we're getting more stressed out and depressed, we're getting more crazier by the day. You know what? The God of Abraham told me, they're crazy. Everybody is crazy now. Don't nobody got good sense no more. Don't nobody got good sense. Yes, we get more distorted every day. After you get your paycheck, my little child on the corner still hungry. After, man, you get your college degree, man, the little boy down the street getting gunned down by his best friend. Huh, man? Huh? After you get your good job, your good career, you making $100,000 a year, the little girl down the street getting raped and kidnapped and abused and misused. Okay? See, this is all the stuff you care about. You don't care about another life, another person's life. You don't even care about your own life. You went through all the abuse yourself. Okay? You went through all the abuse yourself. And everything that you went through, you see that our young people are going through it now, the young generation going through it. But are you doing anything to help them? No, man. No, you ain't doing nothing, man. You can see the child hurting. You can see the child being neglected. You can see the child being misused. You can see the child being abused and bullied in school and rejected and all of that. You can see the same things that we went through. We can see these children going through. But what are we doing? Nothing. Because I got to go to work. I got to go make my check. I got to go make my money. You cowards, man. You all are cowards. I'm talking to my black brothers and my black sisters. You cowards, man. That's what y'all are. You're cowards. You don't care. You don't care, man, that our people die. You don't care, man. You can stop praying because the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob ain't listening to you. He's not listening, man. He's not listening to us, man, because he knows that we got hate in our heart against our own brothers and sisters, against our own families, and against our own selves. No eternal life abide in us, man, because we got hate. We got grudge. We got revenge. We got animosity. We got resentment. You still mad at the baby daddy because he got you pregnant and left you and the baby. And you ain't heard from him in two to five, 6 years. You still mad at him. That's a grudge, man. He tried to make contact with you. Can I see my daughter? I know I did things wrong. Please forgive me. You know I'm not a perfect dad, but I need to see my kids. Nah, you ain't seeing your kids. You ain't, they my kids. See, man, this is grudge and revenge. And you keeping the emotional abuse going on. Because you know what? That child need her dad. Or that child need her mom. Okay? This is how the emotional abuse continue. This is how it's a continuing, man. In the illness. Tell you. People, I'm here to tell you. You better stop playing with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You better stop playing, okay? He's trying to show us. He's trying to warn us, okay? All this death, our kids been thrown in prison for 500 years. Kids murdering each other. Raping each other, hurting each other. He's trying to warn us, man. He's trying to show us that we sinners, that we have sinned against him and against his law. He's trying to show us. But do we want to wake up? 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 No, we don't. We want to stay asleep and dead. Let me go to my last scripture. Mark 13. Mental abuse, mental illness in the Black community. Everybody is mental and crazy. You ain't in your right mind, man. And in your right mind. It speaks. It shows for itself. A person that's in their right mind ain't going to let what happened in our community go on without doing, without something about it. We're crazy, man. We're crazy. We're too scary. We're cowards. Scared they're going to kill us. So what? Kill me, man. Take my life. You know what? I die for a good cause. I lay down my life like Christ laid it down for his brother. I lay it down for my brothers and my sisters. I don't care, man. I don't care. Least I'm going out for a good reason, to protect my children, to protect my life, and to have justice among the Black community. Never be afraid of death, man. Don't be afraid of death. Okay? I died on my living room floor when I was 23 years old. Okay? I got shot in my face because I did something wrong to somebody because of emotional abuse and mental illness that I went through when I was a child. I got shot in my face. I died. I left my body, man. Okay? I talked to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He introduced himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to me, okay? I know he real, okay? And I'm here to tell you right now, if you die, just die for a good cause and make sure your life is right with him. That's all you got to do. You don't got to worry about death because you ain't going to die no way. You're just going to go to another side of the world. You're going to go to the spirit world. You're never going to die, man. So don't let them put that in your mind about dying. Don't let them make you afraid about dying. You're not going to die. They just can't see you on this side of the world. You're still alive, man. I didn't die. I just left my body. And I talked to him, and he sent me back. He told me, you got to go back. You can't come here right now. It's not time. Okay? Don't be afraid, man. Stand up. Stand up for our kids. Stand up for yourselves. Okay? This mental illness, man. It's killing us, man. All these medications and stuff they got kids on. They got us on. Don't need no medication, man. Get an herb. Get off all that psychotic stuff that they got you on, man. Your kids on. Oh, talking about, oh, they ADHD and all that stuff. No, man. No. I ain't putting my kids on none of that. I'm going to get an herb and give them. And they're going to be good off of herb. Let me read my last scripture. I'm warning y'all, man. Straighten up, man. Straighten up. Straighten up. Because God is not playing us now. And I'm here as a prophetess of God, sent by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to warn you that it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better, man. Okay, you know why it's not going to get better for us and our children? Because we're going to keep on doing wrong against our God. We don't care about them, okay? I don't care. As long as I go to church, pay my tithes, you know, I'm saved. I'm Jesus. Yeah, Shalom. You know, the Most High, you know, yeah, the Most High is with me. All praises to the Most High. Oh, man, come on with all that the cliches and all that stuff, man. That stuff don't mean nothing when people die right in front of us, right in front of our eyes. Whole families, they kicking doors in, shooting the whole family up in the head and all kind of stuff. Don't mean nothing, man. Don't mean nothing, man. Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. This is my last scripture for today. I'm warning you, man. You better stop doing what you're doing. Put your eyes on your children. Put your eyes on yourselves. Put your eyes on the community. Do something to help, man. Stop spending all your time on things that's in vain, like jobs and going to school. That stuff in vain, man. That stuff ain't going to mean nothing in a minute, man. Don't you see that? That ain't going to mean nothing. That ain't going to do nothing for you, man, because all this stuff going to go down. This whole world about to shut down. And you worried about getting a 10-year bachelor's degree to be a doctor. Oh, I'm going to school for 10 years. Oh, my God, man. Are you kidding me? You spent 10 years. Everybody probably be dead around here. Sickening, man. Sickening. Sickening. Mark 13, verse 12. See how dumb and foolish we have become, or we are. We better spend all our time, okay, all our lives, just to get a better job, get a better paycheck, get more money. And when you get the money, what you gonna do with it, man? Give it to the white man so he can be rich and you gonna be poor. So what good is it, man? Fight for your children, man. Fight for your children. Fight for your rights, man. Stand up and stop being cowards. Rise, man. Stop being cowards and afraid to speak what you're supposed to speak, when you need to speak it. If you got God in your life, if God is with you, he is with you. You don't have to fear nothing and nobody, man. You can speak. You can go to the White House and tell them what you want them to do, man, and it'll happen. Because he's the one in control, man. He's the one in control of this world. He created it, man. You don't have to be afraid of nothing, man, and nobody. Stop letting these people gun our kids down. Throw them in prison. We ain't got nothing to say. We waiting on NAACP and all of these organizations. Man, all they want is some money. They ain't going to do nothing for you or your children. Wake up. Wake up and know that the only person going to do something for you is God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same one that Moses met on the mountain. I'm getting excited now because I can see all this mess going on with all these religious institutions, all this so-called churches. They ain't doing nothing, man. So many damn, excuse me, Chris, I'm upset right now. Excuse me, I got to calm down. So many of our black men and women are incarcerated, man. 60% of the jail system is black people, man. And you got time to sit up and worry about going to college and getting a better job. No, man, you're going to lose a generation. You're going to lose your child to the system. The system going to take your children like they took us, man. Like they took us. They're going to take our children, man. They're going to take our children. They took us down, man. They took our mom and them down. They took our dad and our grandma, great-grandma and them down, man. Okay? They're going to take us down. They're going to take us down because they got you so busy and so caught up in your life that you ain't got time for God. You ain't got time for nothing. You ain't got time for nobody, not even your kids. You just stick them in daycares and stuff like that, and they get molested. They get hurt. They get abused. You stick them up in these satanic schools where they're getting killed and hurt and molested. You got to send them to school, but they ain't teaching them nothing. No way. My son was in school. He wasn't learning nothing. I took him out, man, when he was 10 years old. I taught him myself, old school, man.
I'm closed. Mark chapter 13, verse 12. It says, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Now you try to tell me that's not going on right now. This is the New Testament. This is the words of the Messiah. You trying to tell me this is not going on? You trying to tell them the Bible ain't real? You trying to tell them the Bible fake? When all of this is going on right now, that was prophesied thousands of years ago. That was spoke thousands of years ago. Yes, the father is killing the kids, raping the kids. The sons is killing the parents. Why, man? Because of mental illness and emotional abuse. That's why. That's why. Mental illness. The mind is not straight. The mind ain't thinking right. The mind ain't right. Nobody want to get the mind right. They don't want to do nothing for their little mind. Don't want to do nothing. They just sit them up in front of white folks to counsel them. Ain't no white folks in the council would tell my children nothing. I counsel my kid myself with the word of God through prayer. I don't need no white folks to tell him nothing, man. They need us. They parents. They moms and dads. Like we needed our moms and dads growing up, and they wasn't nowhere around, and we got hurt and abused and misused. Our kids need us, man. Stop worrying about the jobs and all the money and stuff you can make. Let's come together, man. What organization do we have for our children, man? I don't have nothing. Everything, every organization that we have, the white folks in charge of it. They're in charge of it, man. The crisis helpline and the national child being lost and the kidnap line and all these lines and all these organizations, suicide attempt line and suicide prevention line. All of this stuff, white folks, is over, man. Why we don't have nothing of our own? But our kids don't want to talk to white people, man. They don't want to talk to them. They want to talk to them, man. They want to talk to us. They want to talk to us, man. Why we can't make something? Why we can't have nothing like that so our kids can call us, talk to us? Why the churches ain't got nothing like that? Why your Hebrew Israelite community churches don't have nothing like that? Where the kids can call and talk about, I got raped, or something happened in school, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling lonely, I feel like killing myself. Why we don't have a line or a crisis center for our black children that we run our own selves? Why we got to have the white folks running everything for us all our life, man? Because we cowards. We don't care. We don't want to do nothing, man. That's why, man. Yes. I want to say this.
We don't care, man. All these lines, chat line for suicide. Black kids don't want, our children don't want to talk to them people, man. They want to talk to us. They want to hear from us. They want to hear from their mom. They want to hear from their dad. They want to hear from people of their color, their race, their culture, man. They don't want to hear nothing from them people, man. Okay? They scared to be around them people. They don't trust white folks. They scared for their life when they go around there. All these killings and stuff they doing to the black people and stuff, they don't feel comfortable around them, man. What are we going to do, man? Are we going to keep loving things in this world, or are we going to start falling in love with our children, with ourselves, with one another, with our God? What are we going to do? What are we going to do, man? Keep loving these churches, man, that ain't doing nothing for us, man. What? They ain't doing nothing, man. People still hungry, man. They ain't even telling you what you need to do to get food on your table. Just go get a job, they say. Yeah, because they want some time money. That's why. They ain't telling you to go work for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and have your own food, man. Be self-sufficient. You don't need nobody, man. You don't need nobody, but we need one another. Not kids need us. Okay? This radio broadcast is to bring awareness to your mind, because your mind is not thinking the right ways. It's not thinking the right things. The mind is destroyed for lack of knowledge. Who knowledge? God's knowledge, man. He just told us in the Bible what it is. We got hate, we got grudge, and revenge. We don't love our kids enough. You know, it's all about what we want and not what we got to do with our lives, our careers, and oh my God. Are you serious? Are you serious? At the end of the day, man, you ain't getting nowhere, man. You ain't getting nowhere. Don't get nowhere. The woman killed herself, man. Shot her 2 kids in the welfare office because they wouldn't give her no food stamps, man. All because she hungry. Hungry, man. The church going to help her? Nah, the church ain't going to help her. They ain't going to give her nothing, man. I used to be a pastor. I know, man. They ain't going to give her nothing, man. Oh, well, why did you get in that situation? It's all these old elders and bishops and pastors going to talk about. Well, how did you get in that situation? You must have did something wrong. Well, we need to straighten you out first. Well, how are we going to help you when we don't even know how you got? Man, forget all of that. How shut up your bowels of mercy? This is what the Bible said. When you see somebody in need, how you say you're a child of God, shut up your bowels of mercy. You abide in death, man, and not the light. That's what it is. Ain't no light in you, man. Ain't no light in you. When you feeling like that, thinking like that, when you doing those things, it's not pleasing to your children. You hurting them, man. They're just taking their own life because they hurt. Like, they don't feel no love for you, man. You got the best Jordans on their feet, and they go to the best Catholic schools or private schools or whatever schools. They don't feel nothing from you, man. You cannot buy your kids with stuff. You can only give your kids love to make them feel secure and safe. And make them feel like they're important and they're somebody. Ain't no Jordan's going to do that, man. Ain't no Xbox 360 going to do that. Ain't no True Religion jeans or Levi's or whatever you buy them, man. That ain't going to work. You have a blessed day. You have a blessed day. And I hope you wake up before it's too late. You all got a chance to get it right. Mental illness and emotional abuse.
and the Black community. Shalom, peace and blessings.